we join together in prayer, let me just remind everyone that my details are in the newsletter week by week. Please feel free to contact me through email or indeed to phone. If you leave a message, your message will be opened and answered. I'm really interested to hear what people are thinking in our church. Because the church is the people of God, the church is not the minister. And actually, the church is not the Kirk session either. The church is the people of God. And it's good for me to hear thoughts and ideas that you have about our life of faith together, about our involvement in our community and in different ways going forward. So please feel free to use that opportunity to be in touch. We've been trying recently to put more into the Reflections magazine that helps people to think a little bit about our life together in the community and our life together going forward. One of the things that we're very aware of as we step into another year is, and this is a very honest statement, that the elder district system is no longer working. And the tradition that you have all grown up with, where there was one elder who served the district and carefully looked after that district, simply just doesn't work anymore. And there's many, many different reasons for why it doesn't work anymore. Many of you are involved in faithfully visiting one another in the congregation. But one of the things that we need to really be looking at is how we have a system of pastoral care that makes sure everybody has access to the spiritual support they need when they need it. And these things are things that churches across the country are wrestling with. What's the best way to nurture and help the growth of the congregation? Sadly, for me as a minister, often the first time I hear about a problem is when I receive an unpleasant email from somebody about something that I haven't done or something that someone else hasn't done. And what I would say is, you know, let us know if there's something that you need from the church, then pick up your phone and ask. You know, if you're unwell, I was going to say, you pick up the phone and you hopefully get an appointment with the doctors. Depends on how far we go, but anyway. You know, I think it's really important that as we take responsibility for our physical health, so we take responsibility for our spiritual health. If you want to speak to me or an elder about something, then please reach out to us. Too often what happens is, for whatever reason, contact isn't made, and then the person becomes increasingly irritated by this and then just storms off into the distance angry, and that doesn't actually achieve anything. So my encouragement as part of us looking after one another is that we all take responsibility for one another and for our spiritual health and for our well-being. And if we need that help and support, that we reach out so that we're able to receive that support together. And so often that is the support is received just by the people that we, or given by the people that we know best in the life of the church. And for all of the loving and all of the caring that takes place, that's wonderful. But we want to make sure that all of that loving and caring is accessible for everyone, not just those few, but for indeed the many. And so moving forward, there's a lot of work to do, but we trust that God will lead us forward in faith. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you today for our church here in Kay Park. And we thank you for all that has brought us to this day. And we thank you for your love and your faithfulness. Lord, forgive us, because sometimes we are lacking in faithfulness. Sometimes we are deaf to your voice speaking to us. Sometimes we are quick to criticize, but slow to encourage. Shape us as your people more into the likeness of Christ. Lord, we thank you today for the gift of prayer. And we thank you that we can pray for one another. We thank you that prayer draws us closer to you and you to us. And so this morning, O God, we lay our world before you. And we think of the escalating violence and problem in the Middle East. And as we do week by week, we pray for those with power and authority in our world, that they would be wise in their decision making and careful in the action that they take. And for those who live with the consequences of the actions of others, those who feel helpless, who feel trodden upon, we pray, Lord God, for your comfort and your solace. Loving God, we pray, thanking you, that you are a God who does gather us, that you bring us together, that you lead us to places of peace and tranquility in a life that is sometimes overwhelmingly busy and chaotic. And we thank you for that light of Christ that shines into the darkness of our lives. Lord, as we go forward into this year, we pray that you would help us and guide us with our decision-making for ourselves, in our relationships, in our families, and in our community, but also here in our church, that you would wake us from our slumber, that we would be reawakened to your love and grace in Jesus Christ, and to all that you call us to be as your people. Those who have a good news story that we are prepared to tell others, not only in word, but in the way that we live. That as brothers and sisters in Christ, we would be willing to encourage one another, that we would be there to support and love one another, that we would be there to draw all together in your love. And we thank you for our worship week by week. And we pray that you would teach us new ways of worshipping together and of reading your word and praying, where we are able, each one, to grow in our faith and in our hope in Christ. Lord, as we pray for our church, we pray for our Kirk session, and for all of those who in different ways are involved in the life of our church. Renew our trust in you. And Lord, we pray, thanking you that each one of us has gifts and talents to be shared. And we pray, trusting that this might be a year where we would discover more of those talents together, that each person in our church family can rightfully take their place, serving you with the gifts that you have given to them. Lord, we pray for our community around us here in Kilmarnock. We pray for local governments. We pray for our education establishments. We pray for those involved in social work and care. And we ask, Lord God, that you would help us to see our work alongside the work of others, in working together to bring healing and hope and wholeness here on earth as it is in heaven above. Lord, in the stillness now, we come to bring to you our own prayer and ask, Lord, that you would hear us as we pray and receive the cry of our hearts. The Word became flesh, and pitched his tent in the neighbourhood. Lord Christ, thank you that you came amongst us, that in human flesh you came. Son of God and Son of humanity. Lord Jesus Christ, lead us forward in faith this year as we place our trust in you again, knowing that you have promised never to leave us nor forsake us. And for this we give you our praise and our thanks. And to your name be the glory. Amen. We worship God in the hymn of praise, Song of God, Eternal Saviour, number 490.